Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing fine, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Okay, I'm going to put you on the speaker. All right. Put you on. She says you're on the
speaker. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. I truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the Lord. Thank the Lord for how good he has been to us.
Yes.
Good to see those who are out this morning, the older saints that were able to get out. Sister Carol and Sister Regina. And, little cold out there today. But it is winter. And we thank God. Yes, it is beautiful. The snow came down and more than what we were thinking it was going to be, but that's all right. We're in God's hands, and then God's in control of the weather. Amen. Just waiting for Sister Carol to get around, and thank God for her, and that he blessed her this week to see 92 years. Wow. What a blessing. Still pressing her way to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, dear sis. Thank God. Amen, 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 amen. We thank God for the traveling mercies that he bestowed upon our dear brothers, Brother Levester and Brother Reggie, and allow them to reach their destination safely, and trust that they have a nice vacation, mini vacation, and along with Brother Levester's son, William, and seeing family. So we thank God they were able to get away and to be able to do that. And we'll continue to hold them up in prayer. I don't know when they're exactly traveling back, but we just will continue to hold them up in prayer. God knows all things. Prayers have already gone up. And so, Lord, bless. Amen. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and just thank him for being here today already and being in our presence and allowing us to be in his presence and allowing us to be able to read and study his word and to enjoy the goodness of the Lord another day in the house of God. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for your manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us this day. Thank you for the people of God who were able to get out this morning, Lord God, able to get out, Lord, in the cold weather and snowy weather, Lord God. And thank you for the sunshine on yesterday, Lord, that melted most of the snow upon the sidewalk and the walkways, Lord God. So we were able to be able to get into the house of God with no problems. We thank you, Lord God, even Brother Tony coming over yesterday and cleaning off the sidewalks and making sure, Lord God, the front steps and stool were cleaned off, and sisters and them this morning spreading, Sister Blake spreading out the salt, dear Heavenly Father, just to clear up, Lord God, the lice that came over last night. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless us, Lord God. Be with us here in the services today, Lord God. Fewer in number than normal, but Lord God, we thank you for those who are out this morning, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing for those who are traveling over the highways. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. We know, dear Father, that Brother DeAndre had to work this morning, Lord God, and so we're just asking that you would bring Sister Maria and the boys, Lord God, safely over the highways, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon the Belton family, Lord God. Special prayer and blessing this morning upon Sister Bev, who's out this morning with us. And thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for her witness to your goodness, Lord God, and her testimony, dear Father, as she's holding on to you, dear Heavenly Father. Even in the midst, Lord God, of her diagnosis, Lord God, she's still hanging on, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, she's showing us that the strength that you can give, dear Heavenly Father, when you mount up with eagles, dear Heavenly Father, and you soar in this life for you, Lord God, you are able to bring us through any situation, Lord God. You are able, Lord God, when the doctors would look at all doom and gloom, dear Father, and began, dear Father, to put you on a pathway to put you in the grave, Lord God, you'll lift us up, dear Heavenly Father. You'll say to us, as Jesus said to Lazarus, rise up, dear Father. You'll allow us to rise up, Lord God, and you'll allow us, Lord God, to live even longer than what mankind has even deemed for us to be able to. So we're just thanking you, Lord God, this morning for Sister Carol and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister, Lord God. And every way she stands in need of. Help us, Lord God, to get under her burden with her, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be, dear Father, at her disposal, Lord God, when she needs us, Lord God, that she may be able to call on us and we'll be there, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for likewise Sister Regina being out this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God, give her the strength that she needs to continue to press on, dear Heavenly Father, in spite of, Lord God, I know this is her sister, Lord God, not only her sister in the Lord, but her biological sister, but Lord God, they can stand together, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you're able to do all things but fail. Father, we pray this morning that you would remember, Lord God, our dear brother Maurice, I believe he's at the door, Lord God, and manning the door, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to be his guide and his direction and the strength he so desperately stands in need of, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Smith, Lord God. If you allow her to see this week, Lord God, she has a birthday coming up, Lord God, and we thank you for that, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister, and be with her, Lord God, in her home, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God, on her job and in her finances. Lord, we know that you're able to supply all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for the saints who are out this day, and ask your blessings continue to be upon them. Thank you for our superintendent, Lord God, and ask that you would bless dear brother Byron, Lord God, in a mighty way. Continue to be with him, Lord God. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember his son, dear Heavenly Father, his daughter and his wife, his companion, dear Father. Ask that you would look down upon him with favor, Lord God. Remember brother Robert and his family, Lord God. I believe they're back home, Lord God. But Father, we ask your continued blessings be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Shirai, Lord God, as she's going through her healing process now, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would look down upon this young lady with favor, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Speak to her heart, Lord God. Remember Micah, dear Father. Remember Janae, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember them in their soul, spirit, body, and mind, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Robert's companion, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, and his mother-in-law and his in-laws, dear Father, his brothers, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember those in the media room, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Melita being here, and ask your blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God, this very day, dear Heavenly Father. Ask, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember her companion, Lord God, and remember her daughter, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Melita, dear Father, and likewise, Brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't seen him out in the last couple of Sundays. Trusting he'll be here today, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, this month on the 12th, dear Heavenly Father, that he had lost his dad 2 years ago, Lord God, and so we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless. We understand, Lord God, that sometimes, you know, mourning, dear Father, it doesn't last just overnight. It doesn't last just in so many days, dear Heavenly Father. But sometimes it goes on for years, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, we know, dear Father, as the word of God said, weeping endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to lean heavily upon your arms, dear Father. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, Lord God, our dear sister, Holmes, Lord God, who's online, dear Father, unable to get out, but we thank you, Lord God, for her presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she makes sure, Lord God, that she's going to be in the service, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. And I thank you, Lord God, because I know she's thankful, Lord God, that she's able to be on my phone, dear Lord. And I thank you, dear Father, for that, because, Lord, I know I have an older phone, dear Heavenly Father, and sometimes it acts up, dear Heavenly Father, but I thank you, you keep it, dear Heavenly Father, yes, so she's able to hear the word of God, dear Father. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless, dear Heavenly Father. You're able, Lord God, Lord God, this little object, Lord God, is not too hard for you, dear Heavenly Father, and so we commend it into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Lillian, Lord God, who's on the phone, dear Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings upon her. Be with her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for this dear sister and what you've done for her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her home care nurse, Lord God, that comes in to help her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her in her body, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, that we miss her, Lord God, but we are still holding her up in prayer, Lord God, calling out her name every day, Lord God, to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you're able, Lord God, to bring her through. Father, we pray,
likewise for James Allen, Lord God, who has been there to help her too, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Love to see him in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. So we're just praying, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Joseph, Lord God. I had an opportunity to speak to him this week, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him, Lord God, and help him, Lord, to remember his commitment to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember souls that we haven't seen in a while, that have not been out, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. And Father, we see the day approaching. Oh, Father God, what a week we've had, dear Heavenly Father. A week, Lord God, of just horrific things going on, heinous crimes being committed, a five-year-old child, dear Heavenly Father, being stuffed in a drain, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, Lord God, we have heard it all, dear Heavenly Father, and we know, Lord God, it's even some in our neighborhoods, Lord God, who's one of the neighbor's children, of Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we're just praying, dear Father, for souls, dear Heavenly Father, praying, Lord God, that you remember mothers and fathers everywhere, Lord God. Oh, we realize, dear Father, people are stressed to the limit, dear Heavenly Father, so to speak. Many don't know, have a way or place or a person to turn to, but Lord God, they can turn to you. They can turn to your son. Jesus is the answer to this world's crisis and this world's situation, Lord God. And so we pray for these mothers. We pray for these fathers who are raising their children, single mothers, single fathers, and even families, Lord God. We pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, remember our saints here, dear Father, who are rearing their children, Lord God. We thank you for them, and thank you for that they bring them to the house of the Lord so that they can hear the word of God, Lord God, so that they can know, Lord God, that they have an avenue to go to, dear Heavenly Father, that they don't have to go through the world and what the world has to offer them, but they can come, Lord God, and they can rest in assurance that Jesus is able to bring them through any situation in this life. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our young people. And ask that you would remember them. Remember Sister India as she's raising little Infinity, Lord God. And remember her, Lord God, and her daughter Innocence, Lord God. And ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, Lord God. We know this past week, Lord God, that little Infinity lost her little dog, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you would continue to bless, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. We can understand the heartbrokenness, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we know that you're able, Lord God. And, oh, brighter days are ahead, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Likewise for Brother PJ and Reverend Angela, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon him and Marguerite, Lord God, as they raise her in these perilous times in which we live, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting Sister Marie and Brother DeAndre with Tatum and Liam and Koa, Lord God, and Brandon and Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel with Lauren, dear Heavenly Father, and Braylon, Lord God, and others, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Mr. Dalton, dear Father, and his two children, Lord God, and ask that you would remember them, Lord God, as they rear them in these times in which we are living, Lord God. Oh, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a special prayer upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember, Lord God, even Sister Webb and her family, Lord God, and remember her daughters, Lord God, as they're rearing their children, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Webb's grandchildren, dear Heavenly Father, and bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know the perilousness of times that are around, dear Father, and we as grandparents, Lord God, we need guidance and direction too, dear Heavenly Father, to help out, dear Father, to be there, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Webb and her family, Lord God. She's reached out, Lord God, and said, let us continue to hold each other up in prayer, Lord God, to be in unity and oneness in the body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings be upon her and her household, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. We trust he's feeling much better, Lord God, these days. We know, Lord God, that he had gone through a bout, dear Heavenly Father, with the flu, dear Father, and then went into pneumonia, Lord God. And Lord God, we heard that his cough was getting worse, but we're trusting, Lord God, that he's getting better day by day, Lord God. Ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Father, we want to thank you for all who are listening in and remember them in a special way, Lord God, all those who call in on the internet, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God, as your word goes far and near, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon our families down in Florida, dear Father, Sister Saunders and her family, Lord God, our family of God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear sister and thank you, Lord God, for her words of encouragement, Lord God, and asking us, Lord God, to continue to pray for her and her family, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Lord God. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that you're able to do all things but fail. Bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Father God in heaven, remember her daughter, Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God, and remember their children, Lord God, and bless and be with them likewise, dear Father. Remember her other daughter, Lord God. Her name is escaping my mind, but just remember them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God in heaven, remember Sister Parrish Day and her family in Boston, dear Father. Oh, Father, when we listened, heard her on Wednesday, I believe it was, they were all suffering with the flu or a cold, dear Father, some kind of a virus that had gone through the household, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask your continued blessings upon them in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for Sister Parrish Day. Thank you, Lord God, for her love for the saints of God. Thank you for her testimony, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister, Lord God. Be with her, Lord God. Remember Sister Marvini in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your special prayer and blessing upon her too, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God, and bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this day, Lord God. There's so much to be thankful for, so much to praise you for, Lord God. So much, Lord God, to just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto your name, Lord God. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to always offer up the sacrifice of praise to you, dear Heavenly Father. I know, Lord God, we have other requests, Lord God. We have some wants, some desires, Lord God, some tribulations, some afflictions that we're going through. But Father God, we just want to lift up your name today for all that you've done for us, Lord God. We want to just tell you how much we love you, Lord God. We want to tell you how much we thank you, Lord God, how much we believe in you, Lord God, for what you have done for us and what you have brought us through, Lord God. Father, you know what this week is going to hold for each and every one of us, Lord God. We don't know, dear Father, from one moment to the next, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have us here at this point and at this time where we are, dear Heavenly Father. We are standing on the rock of our salvation, Lord God. We're leaning heavily upon Jesus to bring us through, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the precious name of Jesus to not get bogged down with the things in this life, dear Heavenly Father, but help us to be lifted up in your word and strengthened in your might, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember our dear brother Levester and brother Reggie, Lord God, as they're traveling, Lord God, and thank you for the traveling mercies that you granted to them, Lord God. Oh, we truly miss them from being here, but Lord God, we thank you they were able to get away, Lord God, to be with their family, Lord God, to see their brother, dear Heavenly Father, spend a little time away, Lord God. Thank you for brother Jackson's son, William, being with them, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with William in a mighty, mighty way. Speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. He knows the word of God. He knows truth, dear Heavenly Father. He was raised in it, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would bless and be with them. Remember their families back here, Lord God. Brother Reggie's family, his son, Lord God, his grand and great-grandchildren, Lord God. And likewise, remember Brother Levester's daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Each and every one of us, Jada, Tina, and Angela, Lord God, their companions and their children, dear Father, brothers, grandchildren, Lord God, remember them, Lord God, while they're away, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over them, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, remember Sister Kiba. We don't see her as of yet, but remember her too, Lord God. Watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be her guide and her direction and her strength this very day. Remembering, dear Father, Sister Blake this morning, thank you for this, dear sister, and thank you for your hand of mercy and love extended under Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon her, Lord God, and give her good guidance and direction that she needs, Lord God. Give her the rest in her body she needs. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, with manifold blessings from above, dear Heavenly Father. All the work that she and Brother Maurice do, Lord God, for the food pantry and getting the food, and then, Lord God, all the work, the finances, and all the things she does as treasurer, Lord God, here. And then, Lord God, not forgetting the work, dear Father, the help that she has given to our dear sister Bev, dear Heavenly Father, and how Sister Bev was thanking her for that, and how Sister Regina last Lord's Day was thanking her for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are a small body of Christ, but we are a loving body of Christ. We're here for one another, Lord God, and whatever work we need to do to help each other, Lord God, help us to help out, dear Heavenly Father. If it's just to stay back and pray, Lord God, help us to pray earnestly, Lord God, the strength for others, Lord God, to do what they are doing. Father God in heaven, remember likewise our prayer requests for others, dear Heavenly Father, who have asked us to pray for them in the past, Lord God, and We may not remember them all, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, you know all those requests that have been brought up from time to time, Lord God, that we have called out, dear Heavenly Father, to you. We ask that you would remember souls, dear Father. Most of all, Lord God, remember our loved ones who are not saved, dear Father. Oh, we pray for these souls, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, we lift them up to you, Lord God. We're thanking you, Lord God. We believe, dear Father, that that drug house is gone across the street, Lord God. We haven't seen, Lord God. We didn't see the activity yesterday, Lord God. And so we just thank you for that, Lord God. We're going to give you praise, Lord God. And oh, we just thank you for what you've done, Lord God, around this church, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless the family of God here. Remembering Sister Melissa this morning as she leads the devotional service. Be with her, Lord God. Remember in her neighborhood, Lord God. Remember her neighbors, dear Heavenly Father. Bless this dear sister. Thank you for her kind heart and her sweet spirit, Lord God, and all that she does, dear Father, as she runs this race that you set before, Lord God. Continue to touch her in her body, Lord God. We know, dear Father, she's commended it to you, dear Heavenly Father. She, Lord God, and she wants, Lord God, you to be the one that gives her the oxygen at night to breathe, dear Father, not a machine, Lord God. And so we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Now be with us in the services today, Lord God, and be with those who are still on their way, Lord God. Hasten them along safely over the highways, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. I thank you, dear Father, for what you've done for me, Lord God. I thank you for the message you've given me, and I ask that you would help me deliver it accordingly, dear Father. I know you're able to do all things but fail, dear Heavenly Father. I know, Lord God, that you are able to preach through these lips of clay, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, you're able, Lord God, to bless, dear Heavenly Father. You're able to bring in souls, and we pray for that, dear Father, that souls, Lord God, will come in to hear the word of God, dear Father. I know many, dear Heavenly Father, have said to me in concern, well, we have a lot of empty pews and we have not a lot of people, but I, Lord God, I can't bring them in, dear Father. I can only lift you up, Lord God. You don't want to have to fill up this house of God. And so, Lord God, it's in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. You let your words come to pass. You said, if I would do my part, dear Father, you would do yours. And so I'm leaning heavily upon you, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. If you don't ever bless us another day, Lord God, we have been truly blessed. And we thank you for that and ask that you would be with us. Remember, Lord God, even the request I may have forgotten, Lord God, remember souls, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Just remember us, dear Father. Thank you for this day you granted unto us. Another day that the Lord has allowed us to be here. Another day you've allowed us to be able to praise your name. Another day, Lord God, that you have given unto us. Bless us and see. Thank you for the children, young people being out this morning, and ask your blessings be upon them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our brothers and sisters across the land. Remember them across the seas, dear Father. Remember them that are in third world countries, Lord God, the mission fields, dear Father. Remember them in a special way, Lord God, this very day. Now, Father, have thine own way, and we'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, the glory, the honor that's due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we thank you for hearing, and not only hearing, but answering our prayers. Bless us and see us through. We beg of thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Should we turn in our worship to the Lord at 3:55?
Praise God.
3:55 and worship the Lord.
Bless God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
3:55 and worship the Lord. Praise God for his word.
Amen.
Praise God for his word, from his pages divine, came the light of his love to this poor heart of mine. I have wandered afar in the byways of sin, when the light of his truth to my heart entered in. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the glory of love, which will never grow, for the light on life's pathway, which reads from its pages, praise God for his word. Blessed book of the ages, praise God for his word, for the heavenly light, it is sending afar into his darksome night, for the hope which it gives, where before was despair, for the heaven revealed and the way leadeth there. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old, for the light on life's pathway which sweeps from its pages. Praise God for his word. Blessed book of the ages. Praise God for his word. Not a promise shall fail. Whatsoever man hopes, still its truth will prevail. 'Tis the word of our God, and forever endure. Earth and heaven may pass, but it standeth secure. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old, for the light on life's pathway which reads from its pages. Praise God for his word. Blessed book of the ages.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God for his word.
Praise God for his word this morning. It says, blessed book of the ages. Amen. It will keep us through the ages. Thank God. Giving him glory and praise this morning and thanking him. Thank God for the opening prayer this morning. And as Pastor Jenkins was praying, a song came to my heart that I've heard Sister Carol sing from time to time when the spirit just leads her, just breaks out, and she says, just another day.
Praise
that
God.
The Lord has kept me.
Praise God.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Amen. He has kept me from all evil.
Yes.
When my mind is stayed on Jesus.
Praise God.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Surely we can give him glory
Amen.
For his saving and keeping grace
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just another day.
Just another day that Amen. The Lord has kept me.
Amen.
Praise God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And then you say that he would keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him and trust in him. Amen. That's what we're doing, isn't it? Our mind is stayed on Jesus, and we're going to trust him, and he's going to keep us in perfect peace. Amen. No matter what the enemy might try to bring or throw at us. Amen. And we know that he'll try to fling some fiery darts. But the Lord is able to keep us in perfect peace. Amen. As long as we trust in him and hold to him. Amen. Just another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Amen. Thank God this morning for his goodness.
Glad to see each one. Glad to see you, Sister India. Glad to see you, Brother Joseph.
Yes.
Good to be in the house of God. As Pastor Jenkins has prayed, you know, there are some who are away, some who are traveling, and so on. Perhaps some who are on their way. But we thank God that he's allowed us to be here. We're thankful that he cleared the snow. We didn't have a struggle this morning with getting here. We thank God for that. But if we had had to struggle, that's all right. We'll struggle in the Lord. That's all right. Amen. There have been times before when we were digging out, trying to dig out, and so on, and had people pushing our cars, trying to get out of snowbanks. But it's God is still God. Isn't it worth it to serve God? Amen.
The issue of birth that I had that was getting looked like worse.
Yes. Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
The Lord is true to his word.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank
God.
You. Thank the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank
yes.
the Lord.
Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. So when we read in God's word, he said the woman with the issue of blood, it's in his word, but it's in his word because it's true.
Yes.
And God's power has not diminished at all
Amen.
For what we read here to what he can do for us
Amen.
Every day. Amen. What do we say? Just trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We know our sister has done her best and is continuing to do her best. And her eyes on the goal. Amen. So Jesus is going to do the rest. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he is. Amen.
I believe God.
Yes.
I believe God.
Ask
what you
will,
and it shall be done. Trust and obey, and do what he said.
Praise our God.
Oh, I believe God.
Amen.
Praise
our
God.
God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Either now or later. That's right.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. You know, when the doctors look at you quizzically,
say,
you don't have any pain. And you can say, secure in the knowledge that you know who has you. You know who's touching you. And you can say with confidence, no, I serve a God. And Sister Carol has told the doctors, no, I serve a God who's able. Amen. Abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. By the power that worketh in us. So that lets us know we've got to have the power. We've got to have the power of faith. And that's the power that has to work in us. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise our God. Praise God. Bless God. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless his name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. The drug had brought medication before, and then the hospital nurse came a little after he did,
mm-hmm.
and they had brought morphine and
stuff, you know, that she mm-hmm.
yes.
ready.
Yes.
You know, and she said, are you in pain? I looked at her. No.
Mm-hmm.
I think God takes care of it. Amen.
Bless God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
No, they don't. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And we're going to give honor to our pastor this morning as well. Thank God for her steadfastness in preaching the word of God. Hey, without compromise. Amen. Thank God. A lot of responsive reading this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. We've been rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Our responsive reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20.
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Even these scriptures are talking about this first scripture, verse 15 talks about our body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 15. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Together, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. That's our reasonable service.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for his precious, precious word this day. Thank God because the Spirit is already moving in our midst.
Yes.
Thank God for his presence felt. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Remember me and my family.
Yes.
All the other people that's out there that don't know
who you are. Amen. Sister Carol said, remember her and her family and all the other people that are out there who don't know the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister India.
Church
always what they did for us and help us in Christ. And remember the young man, I don't know his name, but the young man stopped me as I was going out for work today. He asked me where I was going, and I told him. And I also told him that God will get you out of anything. And I gave him the address to our church. And I just want to remember the young man because he's at work doing the right thing. And I just pray, no, I know that God is going to find a way to his heart if he already has. But I just want to remember him in prayer because he asked where was I going, and I let him know. And I told him that it was so important to give God the time and the grace, even though I know it's hard, but take time for the Lord. It's the best thing to do. It helps you manage your whole everything. So I just want to remember him. Remember my daughter and me and Innocence and once again the church and everybody. I have an aunt. She's in Dayton, Ohio. She's not doing too good. I just want to remember her and her son and her kids. And just remember the family.
Amen. Sister India, remember Sister India, her daughters, Infinity and Innocence, both. Remember her aunt in Dayton. She says it's not doing too well. So remember her, body and soul. God knows all about it. Also remember the request that she brought for the young man that she encountered this morning. And she encouraged him to seek the Lord. She gave him the address for the church and encouraged him to seek the Lord. Amen. We know that the things that we're going to go through, and either God will take you out of it or he'll give you the grace to go through it. But God is God. He's steadfast. And there are times when he doesn't deliver. He may not deliver us right away. Maybe something that he's working out in us as well. So we can still praise him in all things. So remember that young man that Sister India spoke with as well and encouraged him. Remember her much in prayer.
Thank you for your prayers for our family. Do you remember the outbreak we had to work this morning? And I want to give a testimony really quick.
Yes.
Remember the job that you were praying for?
Yes.
So they gave me a denial letter saying that I wasn't one of the candidates originally. Then about a week or two later, they sent me an interview after the interview had went through. But then sent another email saying there was another interview set for a few days later. So I was like, well, they were giving me interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead and accepted the one my email. No phone call, nothing. So then I went to this interview, did the interview. They showed up late. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to get the interview after. Then they popped on and said, oh, we're so sorry. There's a misunderstanding saying that you weren't supposed to be coming, but then you did show. So we're here. So we went and did the interview. Within a few days later, I think this past Monday, they gave me the job.
Praise our God.
Now, this is all the drug testing and, all that, the background
check. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I didn't have to worry about that.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for that. The only other thing I thought was funny, the last time I was listening to my voicemail message, the phone call that I was expecting was sitting in my voicemail. Even register on my phone. So I thank the Lord that we have other access of communication. Because if I wouldn't have paid attention or would have brought me that email,
if
me pay attention, I would not have got that position. So I thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 Once again, yay, what a mighty God we serve. He's a prayer answering God, isn't he? My. And even with there's mix-ups in when the interview is and so on, God still breaks through.
Yes.
Amen. There's no impediment for God.
I told her, Sister Blake, that I had known that she had received the denial, but I had come here, it was on Tuesday, a prayer meeting, and Brother Maurice was praying so earnestly. The saints were praying, and we just didn't feel to say anything because I told her, I said, I just feel that, And then when it all came through, I said, I knew why. God didn't have me to, because God was working it out.
Amen.
I mean, the enemy, remember, you meant it for evil. God meant it for good.
God meant it for good.
I knew that that was, you know, when the saints were praying, they were, Brother Maurice was just laying down a prayer that Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I went and I told her, I said, I know that that is for you. And then next thing you know, they called for that.
Praise our God.
Get all the mix up on the phone.
Amen. Yes, yes.
God is able.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen. Brother Joseph.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's going to make a way. Yes.
Again, I wanted to pray for God to do this. Sometimes I'm feeling lazy for God. Because when God bless you, you not have substitute. The same way you look at for job, the same way you look at to eat,
yep.
The same way you look at to do everything for you,
mm-hmm.
You do something for
you. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Let God, I want God to use you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody, let God use you. Every day you then touch with someone, talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but, you know, I'm doing the prayer to be sometimes.
Amen. Amen. Bless God. Amen.
Do something for him, to work against their hope.
Amen.
Because the devil tries to catch people.
Yes,
he does. Yes. Different ways to catch people. But here, I always speak to the enemy to use different ways to get them to come to God. Because he says, when he comes, he says, no, no, let us do it. Let's do it. God, let us do it. When he goes back, he says, God, for us. Some people don't think he does that. They are not going to do that if you don't tell them. You know? And I want to be used to the rest because I'm here. And I have the car now. And I have the truck.
Bless God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We told you, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply, and we're praying for you. We're praying, Brother Joseph, we're praying for your family. God will keep them safe in Haiti until he makes a way for them for you to reunite with them. We've not given up. Our faith has not failed. We're still praying. We're still praying for you. We're praying for them. We're thankful that God has provided another car for you. We're thankful that God has provided a job for you. That's God's hand working. That's his hand working. And so when we're led of him, he will show us what he would have us to do. We're told that a man's gift will make room for him. We know that that's God. And so we're praying that way, that God will show you and use you to his glory. And as you said, we don't want to be like Nicodemus and only served, he went to Jesus by night. Mm-hmm. But we want to be ambassadors for Christ Jesus wherever we go, whoever we see, wherever we're with. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I don't think for those who are on the phone, Sister Maria did, and I, you heard through Pastor Jenkins at the job that we were praying for, that she would
would receive, she did receive. Mm-hmm. So we know, again, that's this confirmation that we just keep praying and toiling on, knowing that God will answer. He has answered and he will continue to answer our prayers. Yes, Sister India.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
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 Take it away.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Oh, Sister Smith, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Smith says, pray for our unsaved loved ones and pray for the children in the world today. And trust and obey. Amen. Bless the Lord. All general requests. Amen. Amen. We all need something. We all need the Lord.
Amen.
Every day and in every way. After the hymn of meditation. Perhaps just a verse of something, a song. And we'll ask Brother Byron if you would take us to the throne of grace. And for someone with a special need, come to an altar of prayer. You may bow at your seat. You may come here and bow. However the Spirit of God directs you. Or just be agreed in prayer with Brother Byron as he will lead out in prayer.
Verse or something. Okay. In your bulletin, you should have a song, Wonderful Power in Prayer. Verse 1 and verse 3. We'll sing the verses and then the chorus. Power, wonderful power in prayer. No matter how hard goes the battle of life, God's children will never despair. His conquering grace gives us peace amid the strife. There is wonderful power in prayer. Perhaps you are seeking a soul far astray. That name to the mercy seat bear. The shepherd himself will go with you today. There is wonderful power in prayer. Wonderful power. A wonderful power in prayer. For in whom is the that moveth the world. There's wonderful power in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Well, good morning, all, and thank the Lord to be here today, and thank the Lord for our gathering together in his name, and allow us to come bringing our petitions before him, those things that are on our hearts, our minds. We ask the Lord, but have faith in all that you have asked him. Continue to have faith and only believe is what the Lord Jesus Christ has said unto each and every one of us, no matter what our condition is, only believe. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord and approach his throne in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we come before thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you.
Amen.
For allowing us the privilege and the honor to be able to approach your throne.
Yeah.
We realize that your throne stands for righteousness and holy living.
Amen.
So we truly want to say thank you this day for saving our lives.
Amen.
And giving us the privilege of being able to approach thee and come into the holy place and be able to bow before thy throne.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we ask that. you would hear from on high this day and look down with much favor and bless all your people wherever they may be.
Amen.
But we truly ask that thou would remember those that are under the sound of our voice,
Amen.
Those that are in our presence this day and the requests that they have made known unto thee. We ask that you would hear from on high. And as thou sitteth upon the mercy seat, we ask that you would have mercy upon conditions around the world,
yes,
and conditions
yes,
even
yes.
in our lives that
Amen.
We're dealing with. We ask that thou would remember in a special way.
Amen.
And we're truly thankful for all your goodness unto each and every one of us. That you were good to us even this day to allow us to rise up
Amen.
And be able to make our way to the house of God and be able to come in with rejoicing. So we ask that
Amen.
You would bless
Amen.
And look down with favor this day as your people
Amen.
Have gathered together in thy name. And we ask, dear Father, that you remember the many requests that were made, some for one thing, some for another. But you know all things, so we leave all things in your hand.
Amen.
So we ask this day that you would bless in a mighty way. We're
Amen.
Thankful to see Sister Regina here this morning,
Amen.
And we ask that thou remember her in a special way.
And
look down upon her with favor, and you know all that she stands in need of.
Amen.
But allow her to continue to seek thee, and that thou will bless and guide and direct her into all truth and understanding.
My.
Bless her in her home and bless her family around her. We ask that thou remember them in a special way. We know that some of them were, her daughter Debbie was due for some procedures and not knowing if she has or hasn't, but you know all about them. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless her and see her through as she presses her way to the house of God. Not always feeling the greatest, and we know her trouble with her eyes and seeing, but we're truly thankful that she presses her way to be here each and every Sunday when she can. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Carol being in our midst. And
Amen.
We're thankful for her presence, and we're thankful for her love for you. And we pray that thou will remember her in a special way. And thank you for all that she brings and all that she gives us thought upon when she speaks and allows us to understand the praise and the honor and the
Amen.
Glory that you have in her life. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her and see her through. We're thankful for the 92 years that she spoke of that you've given her to in this life. And we pray that thou will continue to bless her and use her to the glory and honor of thee. We realize she's going through something in body, but we know that you're able to use that to your glory and honor as well. So we ask that you'd remember that affliction and use it to your glory and to your honor.
Amen.
We ask that thou will bless her soul in a mighty and a special way. Remember her loved ones and remember those she cares about in soul and spirit, and she loved to see them saved. So we ask that thou would remember her many requests. And we're thankful for our children being here that are here today, Grant, London, and Haley. Thankful to see them out, and Olivia. We're thankful to see her, and Tatum, and Liam, and Cohen. We ask that thou to remember them in a special way, and we're truly thankful for them and thankful for these children. And you told us in your word, Father, that suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So we ask that thou would continue to bless these young children, that they will learn of thee early in this life, that the kingdom of God will continue on even maybe through their lives, that somebody will step up and be that place where I was one day when I was young like that and did not know that you would use me to your glory and to your honor. So we ask the same blessing upon these children that are here and receiving your truth. So we ask that thou remember them in a mighty way. We're truly thankful for Sister Laurencine being here, and we ask that thou continue to bless her and remember her in a special way. We're thankful for how you've raised her up and strengthened her each and every day. You encourage her to keep continue on. She was telling me earlier that her hand's doing well, so truly thankful to know that she's just pressing on in thee. We ask that you remember her in a special way. Likewise, Brother Maurice, we're thankful for him being in the house of God and continue to bless him and see him through and continue to allow your spirit to guide and direct him into all truth and understanding. And we're thankful to see Sister India here, and we ask that thou remember her and her young child, Infinity. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. We see her doing much better these days, Lord. We're thankful that you touched her and that you blessed her. And we continue to ask you to remember all these young children, that you will bless her and see her through and keep her in the hall of your hand and under the shadow of your wing.
Amen.
Continue to bless her mom and continue to strengthen her and allow her to know that thou art God and besides thee there is none other.
Amen.
And that this salvation is not to be ran ahead, but to walk with thee and allow thee to guide you and direct you as you walk this pathway with the Lord. We're thankful to see Brother Joseph here, and we're thankful for his request and his seeing him again in the house of God. We ask that thou remember his request for his homeland and all the war and rumors of war and those that are suffering in body and suffering at the hands of evil men. We ask that thou would remember the family of his that is there. We ask that thou would allow your protection to be around them. We're thankful to hear the reports that he's given that you have blessed him even in a car accident. You brought him through and you allowed him to receive another car. You allowed him to receive his paperwork so that he could work in this land. We see that you are blessing him and carrying him along. Allow him to not go before thee, but walk with thee and allow thee to bring his family to the place he desires.
Amen.
And if he desires them to be here, then let him only believe that they will be here one day.
Amen.
So we ask that thou remember him, but remember the other people in that land as well. We ask that thou would have mercy and look down with favor. We're thankful to see Sister Smith here, Father.
Amen.
And we ask that thou remember her in a special way.
Amen.
We're thankful for her faithfulness, and we're thankful for her love for Christ.
Amen.
And we just ask that you would continue to bless her, remember her loved ones, remember her children, remember her grandchildren. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. She desires to see them saved. So we ask that thou would remember them. And likewise, as she goes to and fro and to her jobs in different places, we ask that thou would protect her and go before and make the pathway sure. We're truly thankful to see Brother Tony here this day. And we ask that thou would remember him in a special way, keeping him and looking down upon him with favor. We ask that thou would bless him in a mighty way. Likewise, Sister Maria being here this day, we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to guide and direct her. We're thankful to know that you answered prayer.
Amen.
And we did not doubt.
No.
So we're thankful to know that you are able to bless according to our faith and according to our asking of thee and to believe it's already been answered.
Amen.
So we're truly thankful, Father, that you answered that prayer according to our faith. Now we ask that thou remember her companion in a special way. And as he's at work, we ask that thou would continue to bless him, see him through, continue to look down with favor upon her young family in a special way and in a mighty way. We're thankful to hear Sister Holmes is in our presence and in our midst this day as she's listening in over the phone way, but knowing that she's here in spirit. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. We're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her. Her 96 years, I believe, or 97. I'm not sure, but I know that it's up there in years, and you've blessed her to be with us. And we're truly thankful for her presence and thankful for her love, for your word. And we're thankful to know that she says amen. She says amen to all your will. Yes. We're truly thankful for Sister Millicent being here. We ask that thou continue to guide and direct her and allow her to be able to bring forth the songs that will speak to hearts and minds and allow those that are maybe down to lift them up, and those that need to think on where they're going to spend eternity, that they may hear something in the song that would call them to an altar of prayer. And we're truly thankful for Minister Blake being here. And we ask that thou continue to remember her in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. We're thankful for her faithfulness unto thee. We're thankful for her wisdom and her knowledge that you give her as she stands and exhortates your word to us. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her. And we're truly just thankful for her life and the knowledge and the word of God. So we ask that thou would look down upon her with much favor and bless her this day. Remember those that are traveling, those that would normally be here with us, that are on the road. We ask that thou would remember them, go before them, make their pathway sure as they go, and make their pathway sure as they return.
Amen.
Now we truly want to say thank you for Minister Jenkins. We're truly thankful for her faithfulness and her love for your word and her love for the souls of men, that she will dig deep into your word and try to encourage those that know thee not in the free pardon of sin, that Jesus Christ is the only way.
Amen.
His blood was atoned for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us have an opportunity to the cross.
My God.
So we're truly thankful, dear Father, for your love for us.
Yes.
And that you saved us and that you're keeping us and you're keeping us in your word. Now we ask that thou would bless her this day and allow her to proclaim that which is of your voice and that you have upon your heart to give to her, to give to us. Have thine own divine way in the house of God this day. And let us sit with open hearts and open minds to receive your word. But after we receive it, let us be obedient unto it. Now bless us and see us through. And let us be careful, not forgetting my family.
Amen.
I'm thankful for
Amen.
Them. And I ask that you to remember them in a special way,
Amen.
Each and every one of them. And truly my companion,
Amen.
As that thou will remember her, my children, in like manner.
Amen.
For Christ's sake is our prayer. Bless us, see us through.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God for the spirit of prayer.
Yes, beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
And before you to offer prayer, before we bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for all that he has done for us. More than we could ever
imagine.
Amen. Yes, imagine. Amen. More than, certainly more than we deserve. Thank God for his blessings. And it's a privilege to be able to bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord. This is the third Sunday of the month, and so the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And as we file by, we may place that offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may go on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God.
Yes, we do.
Lord, over and over again, dear God, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And Lord, there are times, Lord, when we just sit and we just meditate, dear God, and we consider, Lord, your precious promises and how you always keep your promises, Lord, and how you provide, dear God, for our needs and even some of our wants, dear God.
And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your love and tender mercies, Lord, extended to us.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring in our tithes and offerings, that you would receive them, dear God, and that you would do with them according to your will.
Amen.
Lord, we realize, Lord, that we are your eyes and ears and hands and feet, Lord, on this earth, dear God. And so we ask, Lord, that you would direct, dear Father, and give us wisdom, Lord, for what we must do, dear God. Lord, that we might serve you acceptably, dear Father, even with these tithes and offerings. For, Lord, they all belong to you.
Yes, they do.
And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver. We pray, Lord, that you would multiply these tithes and offerings as only you can, as you have in the past, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, so we ask, dear God, Lord, that you would multiply them again, Lord, that your will would be done in all things. Bless us, Lord, and make us a blessing, dear Father. Lord, use not only our tithes and offerings that we put into the plate, Lord, but use our strength. Use our lives, dear God. Lord, use our tongues. Use our eyes and our ears, dear God. Lord, that souls, Lord, might be drawn to thee, dear God. Help us, Lord, to lift you up, that souls might be drawn to the kingdom of God through the blood of your dear son, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Saints, I just want to say I meant to put in a request, a thank you request. The Lord had reminded me, I had put in a request before about my leg. It had been given out on me, and I was at home, and the Lord reminded me the other week that my leg hadn't been bothering me. I had not been having the problem of it giving out on me because it kept giving out on me. I had heard it on the treadmill. And so the Lord reminded me when I was standing here earlier when Sister Jenkins was praying at the opening, reminded me, don't forget to tell them about your leg. And the prayer was going on the requests were going on. I was going to say something. And I didn't get a chance to say it. And Lord reminded me when I sat down and I said, Lord, when I stand up to do the singing, help me remember to give him praise and thanks. It hits me every now and then, but not like it was. It was times I could hardly walk on it. It would give out on me. So I just truly thank the Lord for your prayers and his touch upon my body. Continue to remember me in prayer.
Amen. That's what the song for it, to tell what he's done for you. Of his love so strong and true.
Yes, yes.
So tell what he's done for you. Okay. Others may be him too.
Amen, amen.
There's power in the blood to save from sin, to bring the peace of God where guilt has been. Undo a happy life will be. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to save your soul today. Wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood today. As when he says to Paul, this sinner free, and now his saving grace extends to me. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to save the soul today. Wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. No righteousness of ours can e'er avail, but through the Lamb of God we shall prevail. There's power in his blood, all hells will fall. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There's power in the blood for our release. There's power in blood to bring soul peace. The mercy of a God will not decrease. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save the soul today, wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood today, I see, as when he sets the closet sinner free, and now with saving grace extends to me. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save a soul today, wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Truly.
Amen.
Bless
the
Lord.
His power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Shall we stand? Offer a word of prayer before our pastor comes before us. Amen. Oh, dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your spirit being, dear Father, here with us, moving in us, dear God. Lord, being glorified, dear God, in us. And Lord, we pray, dear God, the anointing of your spirit upon our pastor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would order her steps in your word, dear God, that she may preach it. And Lord, that our steps, Lord, might be ordered, dear God, likewise in your word. For Lord, we will follow her as she follows Christ, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would lead us, Lord, in paths of righteousness through your precious word. We pray, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, Lord, give her the words to speak, dear God. Anoint her and give her utterance, dear God. Lord, that she might preach your word in the power of the Spirit. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we might receive your word, Lord, also in the power of the Spirit, Lord, that we might walk uprightly according to all, Lord, that you command us to do. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, if there anyone, Lord, with a need, with a soul need this morning, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they would open their hearts, Lord, Father, and receive your word, Lord. Father, Lord, that you might work, Lord, in them, Lord, that you might work your righteousness. Lord, if there's one, Lord, that needs to be saved, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they would surrender. Lord, if there's someone who needs to be filled with your spirit, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would likewise speak to their heart, dear God, for we realize, Lord, that when the blood of Jesus is applied, dear God, to the heart, Lord, then that soul can be filled with your spirit as well, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help each of us, Lord, not to just be satisfied with being justified, but, Lord, help us, Lord, all, each one, to go on wanting to have a desire to go on to perfection in thee, being filled, dear God, with your spirit. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be attentive to your word as it goes forth. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be here in the house of the Lord, to stand before you. Don't take it lightly, but I thank God that he has blessed. I thank God for you, Sister Blake, and ask God's continued blessings upon you. Thank God for the testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, those testimonies, there's some good testimonies
Amen.
Today. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, nothing to take lightly how God has blessed a brother through an accident. Amen.
Right.
Blessed him to get a job. Amen.
Amen.
He was here for quite a few years without one, and then God blessed. Amen. After the saints
Amen.
Got under the burden for it. Amen. And then we turn around and bless Sister Maria and Sister India and Sister Carol.
Yes.
I told Sister Carol, I'm going to share this with you. And I share it in love. I said to Sister Blake this morning, I know God's going to turn this around. Amen. I believe it in my heart that God is going to work a miracle for those to see.
Yes.
Sister Carol has, I shared with Sister Carol yesterday. I don't know if she got my text or not, but I was sharing with her that God has allowed me to be able to use her. And many times people have said things to me this week, and I've been able to say how God has used, blessed Sister Carol and the testimony. Truly, she was on Tuesday when we found out, I believe it was this past Tuesday, we found out at prayer meeting about the situation and how the cancer had spread throughout. And I said to Sister Blake, I said, you would think one would be saddened and Sister Carol would be downtrodden. But no, she was praying as if they had told her it was cleared up. She was encouraging us. I was so encouraged that, you know, oh, yeah, it hit me because it reminded me of my mother. Reminded me because Sister Carol and Sister Holmes are our mothers in Zion. They've been here. They've been with us and helping us in the Lord. And then I thought, I'm not going to be downtrodden about this.
Amen.
Oh, God showed me not to be downtrodden. I wasn't thinking, oh, we got to be planning for some kind of funeral. No, the Lord hadn't shown me that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our
Amen.
God. God has shown me to praise God. To thank God for his goodness, his mercy. None of us know when we're going. We all can go before Sister Carol, amen? But thank God for his goodness, amen? Well, we got miracles in here. Miracles sitting right on the same bench with her, amen?
Amen.
Miracles sitting across the bench from her, amen?
Amen.
Come on, saints, amen? Don't count God out. I haven't counted him out, amen? Sister Carol hasn't counted him out. So we're going to get underneath this one because God is going to work a miracle, and he can, amen, even in our day and time. Look at the testimonies that we've already given to the goodness of the Lord. And our God is still good. He's still blessing, amen.
Praise
amen. God. In our hearing this morning, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. I trust you have your Bibles with you. I want you to follow along and write down some of these scriptures that you may be able to read a little later on. I know sometimes saints, I go a little fast, but I have a lot of the scriptures already written out because, you know, I told you I had a new Bible, but I write them out because when the Lord gets going with me so that I can have them at my disposal, and some of them I look up as I'm standing up here in the pulpit. So, but I thank God for his word. And so I want you to go, I want you to write them down. I want you to be there with me in the word of God because I want you to hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. Hold me accountable to what God has called me to do and to preach the word of God.
Amen.
I was this past week, Brother Joseph was sharing with me and something that he brought to my mind. And he was saying, he said, ask everyone to bring someone to church with you. Ask, invite someone to come to hear the word of God. We know that we've got loved ones that are unsaved, and we have loved ones that we desire to see saved, but let's get them out to the house of God. Get them out to hear the word of God and help people to know that God is still in the saving and healing business. Amen? Praise our God. As we said, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. Let us go back to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today, found in verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 6. Lord bless. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And as the Lord leads, I will continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. The last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about believers being partakers of the divine nature of God. Peter spoke about in 2 Peter, the first chapter in verse 4, where Peter said to us in that scripture, he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, saints of God, we have been given all that we need to live righteous and true holiness in the Lord. We've been given everything that we need to live a life that is righteous before Almighty God. God, even in this old present sinful world in which we are living. You see, that's why it's important for us to yield ourselves to the Spirit of the Lord within us.
and allow God to do a work in us so that the world will see that Jesus Christ reigns within. That is what it means when we sing, He leads me each day in a heavenly way. As believers, we should no longer be walking in the filthy rags of our past life. We're told in Colossians, the third chapter, it speaks to us about a spiritual apparel that you and I have to have. In order for us to be joined and united in one spirit with Christ, we've got to have on a spiritual apparel that will show the world that God has changed us, that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Look at what he says there in Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 10. He said, and have put on the new man. See, have we put on that new man? He said, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. The new man of God has to have a renewed knowledge of the things of Almighty God. We've got to walk differently, talk differently, as Sister was saying, even in her prayer. That's how God wants us to be now that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Being joined to Christ is not some type of religious regimen that you and I must follow. But being in Christ means we are completely joined unto the Lord in one spirit. As Paul says in Philippians 2 verse 5, that we have the same spiritual mind of Christ Jesus. In Romans 8 verse 6, Paul says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And also in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, he says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You see, in these passages of scriptures, Paul is stating a fact to you and I. Now that you and I are saved, our minds have changed from our old carnal mind. Our old carnal mind was focused on the things pertaining to this flesh. And anything that pertains to this flesh is spiritually dead. We were living a life, saints of God of Riley. We were out there in the world just as well as others. We were living a life that was not pleasing to Almighty God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Ephesians, the second chapter, let us know these words. Look at what it says there in Ephesians 2, verse 1. He said, and you has he quickened. See, God made us alive. We were who were dead in trespasses and sins. Not only were we dead in sins, but we were also dead in trespasses and sins. He said, where in time past we walked according to the course of this world. Saints of God, we were doing things out there in the world that people are doing right now today. We may have been out there drinking and smoking and fornication and adultery and all these other things. These are things that were according to the course of the world in which we are living in right now. He said, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, we were working for Satan. We were doing things that Satan wanted us to do. That's the life that we used to live. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation. There was a time before we got saved, we were disobedient to the things of God. Oh, we're not making glory over this. We're not making light over that old life that we live in. Because I truly thank God that he saved me from that old life. Amen? Amen. Thank God that he changed us, that we don't live that old life anymore. Our conversation is now in heaven. Our conversation is with Almighty God. Our conversation is holy. Our conversation is righteous in the things of Almighty God. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't steal. We don't do those things that we used to do. Why? Because we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. He said, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. He said, and of the mind. You see, we had a carnal mind when we were out there in the world. He said, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Mm-hmm. Oh, but God, praise Amen. God, who is rich in mercy. Thank God for mercy and grace. Amen. For his great love wherewith he loved us. You see, God loved us that much, saints of God, that he didn't want us to remain that way, that he didn't want us to continue to live on that way. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy,
for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Oh, thank God, amen. Thank God he saved us. Thank God now that we are saved. We have a mind of Jesus Christ. You see, having a mind of Jesus Christ is important for our spiritual growth. Having our minds fixed on Jesus, it helps us to remain steadfast in our faith. I heard the brother say out there that he doesn't want to be lazy serving the Lord. None of us do. Amen? God has a work for all of us to do. God doesn't want any of us to be lazy in God. I'm reminded of Job's words when Job said in the word of God, he said, I was at ease in Zion and he ripped me asunder. I don't want to be at ease in Zion. I want to be on fire for the Lord each and every day of the week. I want to be able to tell others about Jesus Christ. I may not run into many throughout the day when I'm watching the children. I may be in out, but when I am out there in the marketplace, I want people to know about the God I serve. I want them to know about the one who saved me, who loved me enough that he sent his only begotten son to die in my stead. I want to tell them about Jesus. Well, see, the world is telling us about everything else, amen? Or we're inundated every night in the news about what's going on here, what's going on in Congress, what's going on with this one, what's going on with that one. What about telling folks about Jesus and what he has done for you throughout the day, amen? I remember the late Sister Harriet. She used to say that when people would come to the house and do all, she'd get through all the greetings, you know, the niceties, hi and welcome and hello and all those things. But she said then right after that, she would ask, do you know my Jesus? You see, saints of God, as saints of God, wherever we are, people ought to know who we serve. They ought to know that we serve Jesus. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Our conversation ought to be about him. Amen? You may go somewhere and someone may invite you out to dinner. They might invite you somewhere, but you ought to be able in that conversation to be able to say something about Jesus. Amen? You don't shouldn't be sitting around just talking all about the worldliness in the world and all the things. You've got to have some conversation about how good God has been to you. Amen? Praise, or how do you think we're going to win souls to Jesus without sharing about how good God is? Amen. How are we going to win souls and let them know that God has brought what God has brought us through, even in our afflictions in our body? We don't need to be sitting around moaning and groaning and complaining. Well, I'm going through this or I'm having this situation. No, we ought to be thanking God that God is able to bring us through. I know my dear sister in the Lord and sister Millicent, I had said something to her about my arm, but I hadn't said anything to the church because I've been suffering through it. I said, I'm going to suffer through this affliction, and I didn't even say anything to Brother Tony about it. But I just let God work through my life. Oh, yeah, it's been paining me for several weeks now, maybe several months, but I've been going on in the Lord. Why? Because I want to suffer through these things with Almighty God. I want to know that God is able to bring me through. I want to know that even when I'm going through something, that this light affliction that I'm going through, as the word of God says, cannot be compared with the glory that I'm going to receive when I leave this life. Amen? Or the devil will have us to get hooked on these things that we're going through in our bodies, these things that are happening in our lives, and he'll get us off of the things of God. But I want to have my mind on Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You see, right now, amid all of life's distractions and everything, and the challenges, we have to have an unwavering focus on God. Our times are troubling at best, saints of God. I know it. But our Savior, Jesus Christ, represents hope. He represents encouragement for us, for in the times in which we are living. We have to keep our minds on him. We have to find solace in him, even in the darkest and difficult circumstances that you and I may be going through. We've got to find solace in Jesus Christ.
You see, the Bible encourages us to set our hearts and minds on heavenly things, where Christ reigns. Saints of God, our hope is in Jesus, and let us get anchored in him. We are told in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and verse 19, these words. He says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. He said, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Oh, let us trust God. Let us trust in the promises of Almighty God when we are going through this thing. As I shared with Sister India this past week, our world is sin cursed. Therefore, we are going to hear of heinous crimes against children, things that don't make sense to us whatsoever, things that are hard to explain. But these things come about because of sin. Sin is running rampant in our life. Sin is what causes a soul to do a horrific thing that happened this past week with that young child, 5 years old. You see, the reality is that we live in a fallen world. We live in a world where innocent people are going to have to suffer some things. But let us, as the people of God, understand that God still has everything under control. Amen? No matter how out of control things may look, God is still in control. God is still reigning on his throne of grace. God is still reigning on his throne of mercy. You see, during these times, people began to question and say, why does God allow such and such to happen? But we fail to associate that certain things are happening and these crimes that are going on are because of a fallen society in which we are living. Not because God doesn't care.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and 4th verse, it says that the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. People don't believe in God. Another passage of scripture says that there is no fear of God before their eyes. This is where the devil has folks today. Folks are truly in a sad state, saints. They are unable to perceive the light of the gospel, which reveals to all mankind the glory of Christ Jesus, who is the image of God. Jesus said that it this way in John, the 3rd chapter and verse 19. I know we know these scriptures well, but this is what the Spirit of God has given to me to share with us today, to encourage our heart to run on for the Lord, to not allow these things that are happening in our world to cause us to turn away from God, to look back and to think that we can change anything, or to look back and say that I'm going to go back on God. No, he said, he that setteth his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back and think because we're going through something that I need to turn away from God. This is when you need to get anchored down in him. This is when you need to know that your anchor holds against a solid rock. No matter what's going on, that you've got to stay in the ship. As God told Paul when he was out there on the sea, he said when he came to, the angel came to him by night. And Paul told him when they were out there and they were battling against those waves. I believe, saints of God, you know the story. If you don't, I ask you to go back. I believe it's in Acts, either the 26th or 27th chapter. And Paul was there with all of them as they were trying to go through that storm. Paul had warned them not to go out there, but they went ahead and they wanted to go. But Paul, in the midst of all of it, Paul went, sought out Almighty God. See, saints of God, when we're going through something, we got to learn how to call upon God. Got to learn how to get in your secret closet. There are sometimes, saints of God, you may not be able to call Sister Jenkins. You may not be able to text me. You may not be able to reach Brother Byron, Sister Carol, or Sister Blake, or any of the other saints of God. But you've got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord and stand on the precious promises of God. When the ways of life are coming in at you, you've got to look up heavenward and say, my God is able to carry me through and be like the Hebrew boys. Even if he doesn't, I will not bow down and serve the devil. That's where you got to get in this walk with God.
Praise
our God.
Amen.
You can't allow the things of life to cause you to turn on God.
But you got to stand true to God. Stand true to his word. As I was saying when Paul and them were out there. Oh, Paul went and sought God. And he told him, as long as everyone that stays with the ship, they'll all be saved. Paul believed God. Amen? Do we believe God this afternoon? Do we believe if we stay in the ship, in Zion's ship, and we don't get outside of it, that all's going to be well in God? Amen? Praise our God. But look at what Jesus said there in John, that third chapter, verse 19. He said these words, and this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness. Oh, we're seeing that right now. He said light has come. Jesus is the light. Oh, and despite the light's presence, some people still want to walk in darkness. That's what he's letting us know. He said, light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light. Are you seeing that, saints of God? Seeing it even with many of our family members. Many of them still want to walk in dark. You've shown them how good God has been to them. You've talked to them about how good God has been. God has blessed them immensely. And you look around and they think about it. Oh, they'll say to you, yes, God is good. Yeah, God is good. Because why? The saints of God are praying for them. You're lifting them up in prayer, and the goodness of God is flowing to them right now, and they are not seeing it, so they love to walk in darkness. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Well, I know God can stop any of these crimes that are happening, but he allows these things because of the hardness of mankind's heart. For the things of God. God has given unto us his great plan of salvation. But mankind has rejected it. The great plan of salvation was planned by an infinite God. His great love is seen not in what he gives us, but in who he gave us. The Bible tells us he gave us his only begotten son. His love was unmerited love for you and I. Why? Because it extended before we had anything to do, any kind of thing that we deserve from it. God had already extended his love to you and I. You and I didn't earn it. Oh, my. People think they've earned this. No, you haven't earned anything from God. Amen. Brother Jackson shares with us. Brother Levester tells us all the time, God doesn't owe us anything. We owe him everything. Amen?
Amen.
We couldn't earn it. God's love was freely given. Tells us in Romans 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, meaning God put all on display. He put all his love on display for us. His love was not hidden, but it was openly displayed for all to see that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Paul acknowledges that we were in a fallen state with Almighty God. That we were separated from Almighty God due to sin. And we are not deserving of what God has given us. But we are deserving of judgment. You may look at it and say, well, Sister Renee, why would you say that? We were living in sin. We were living out there in the world doing whatever we pleased. We were living there so that there were things that we were doing. We knew that they were wrong. Amen? Many of us were raised in the house of God. I know I was raised right here. Many of us raised right here. We had the word of God talk to us. But we still went out there in a world of sin. I'm not proud of it. This is not glorifying what we did. Oh, but thank God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for his grace and his mercy. And thank God for the saints who were praying for us. Them saints were praying for us back in the day, them older saints. They came in, they took us under their wings. They took families under their wings, and they prayed for families. Oh, those saints of God were here. They were here from the morning time in the church all the way in the evening. Those saints of God walked. Many of them walked to the house of God. They lived within this neighborhood. Some of them drove, but they were here in the house of God offering up prayer in the middle of the week, praying, fasting for the souls of mankind. Many of them died and don't even know we're saved today. Amen?
Amen.
But I believe it's by their prayers, amen, that we are saved today. Amen? Praise God. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you believe by the prayers of those older saints, we are saved today? If it had not been for them praying for us, where would we be today? Amen. Had not been for the love and grace of Almighty God, where would we be today? My, thank God, saints. You see, despite all of our unworthiness, God loved us. God reached out to us. Oh, he gave us Jesus Christ, who willingly died for us, who took our place on the cross. You see, his death on the cross was the ultimate expression of God's love to you and I. Jesus bore the penalty for our sins. Praise our God. In John 15, verse 13, Jesus says these words. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Praise God. God's love is still active today. He's still reaching out to sinners today. God is still offering redemption through Christ. The Bible says in 2 Peter 9 that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Paul in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, he says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God's love is a powerful testimony of God's grace and God's mercy. I say to the lost this afternoon, I know that this message subject is speaking to believers about being united with Christ. However, Jesus laid down his life for you to be united with him too. He did so that you could be reconciled to God. He was our perfect sacrifice. And John, the third chapter, reveals to us the scope of his love for all humanity. When Jesus says these words in the 16th verse, and I know we know this scripture quite well, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us that much. Why did God love us that much? Why? Because he breathed into us the breath of life. God loved us from the beginning of time. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. That's God's desire for all mankind. Amen. He went on to say, for God sent not his son into the world. See, Jesus didn't come here to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. That was his mission when he came. He didn't come here to condemn. He that believeth, verse 18 says, on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, if you want heaven to be your eternal home when you leave this life, then you will need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't allow the devil to keep you living in sin. Don't allow the devil to keep you saying you have ample time to serve God. Don't allow the devil to tell you that you are young and that you have your whole life ahead of you to serve God. That is one of the greatest tricks of the devil, is to keep people putting off coming to God, convincing people that he is not real, or he doesn't exist. As Brother Byron was sharing with us on Wednesday night, after reading Jesus' words in John 8:44, turn with me there for a moment. And what he was saying there in that scripture, says there, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. You see, this is where people say in the world, when they're unsaved, well, you know, I wouldn't do that. But oh, the Bible says you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father, ye will do. You'll do anything. When you're unsaved, you're liable to do anything. Amen? You said he was a murderer from the beginning. He may have you out there committing murder and doing all kinds of things. Amen? And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. That's what brother was saying. The devil does not know truth. Oh, he wrestles with these scriptures. He twists these scriptures up and down. He'll allow you to believe a lie about who he is. He'll try to get you just like he did with Jesus Christ. You know the story, saints, in Matthew, the fourth chapter, when he was taken up there. The Bible says there in the word of God, in Matthew the fourth, turn with me there for a moment. He said, then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the son, look at what he says. See, saints of God, he was challenging, if thou be the son of God, command these stones to be made. Jesus didn't have to prove anything to the devil.
That's right.
You don't have to, and we don't have to prove anything to him today either. Amen? He said, but he answered and said, it is written. See, this is why you got to know the word of God. Because, see, the devil's going to press at you sore. The devil's going to come to you. The devil's going to come to you sometimes even in your dreams and in the midnight hour. The devil's going to come to you when you're on your job and say something crazy, something silly. But then you get, he said, it is written. This is what Jesus said to the devil. And see, Jesus had all power because Jesus could have said, be gone, and the devil would have been gone. But no, he said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, see, and after Jesus said those words, you would have thought the devil would have stopped. No, it said, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set up him on a pinnacle of the temple. He took him to the highest point he can take him. He said, and he saith unto him, he said it again, if thou be the son of God, like challenging him. You know, we live in a time right now, used to be when we were growing up at you, I dare you. This is what the devil was doing. You don't have to take dares. Amen?
Amen.
You stand on the word. Amen?
Yes.
He said, if thou be the son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge. He was quoting a scripture out of Psalms concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. My. Our Savior stood right there toe to toe, let him know what you're doing is tempting God. Again, see, this lets you know, saints of God, when you're going through something, the devil ain't going to stop. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't stop. He didn't stop after two times with Jesus. He said, again, the devil taking them up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms. In other words, Jesus owned everything. He said, in the glory of them, he said unto him, all these things will I give thee. Now, he was speaking to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if he could say that to Jesus, you know he'll say the same to you and I. He'll come to you and tell me, well, I can do this for you, and I can do this better than God. He can't do anything better than God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. See, that's what he wanted. That's what the devil wants from us today. Then Jesus said to him, after he kept on, Jesus said, just get thee behind me, hence Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Saints of God, there's times we're going to go through something. And we're going to have to tell Satan to get behind us. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to have to stand on the truth of God's word. Then the Bible said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. That'll happen to you and I today too. Because that's what the devil is all about. Praise our God. Trying to get us to get off on the things of this world. And that's what brother was saying with us on Wednesday. He doesn't know truth. But he wrestles with the things of this, with the scriptures, twisting and turning them, wanting us to believe a lie. You see, deception has always been one of the most powerful weapons that the devil is using, because humanity today thinks that they are more intelligent and more wiser than Almighty God. We're told in Proverbs 21, verse 30, that there is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Do we believe the word of God? Also, we're told in 1 Corinthians 1, these words in verse 25, it says to us, it says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Amen? And the weakness of God is stronger than man. He went on to say, and in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18, it says, let no man deceive himself. You see, you deceive yourself when you think that you're smarter than God. You're only deceiving yourself. He said, if any man among you seemeth wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Let us never overestimate our worth. Our true sufficiency always comes from God. We must rely on God's strength, his grace, rather than our human abilities. We're told in 2 Corinthians 3, 5, it lets us know this. He said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Do we believe that, saint?
our sufficiency. We are sufficient. It's enough in God. Jesus in John 15, verse 5, he says in part, he said, without me, you can do nothing. You see, the devil will have you to believe that you can outwit or outsmart God or outmaneuver God. Not so. Our God is sovereign. He's sovereign over all mankind. Remember, he made us and not the other way around. God made us. And he told us in the word of God, he said, when the question was asked, he asked and said, is there a God beside thee? And oh, what did God say? He said, I know of none. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God. God, he let you know, I don't know of any. I don't know of any other God beside me. Pray, God can do all things. Do we believe that? Do we believe that he's able to bring us through situations, that he's able to bless us, he's able to keep us even in this present world in which we are living, even in the things that are going on? I know, saints of God, that it's hard right now. I know, saints of God, it's hard when we see things happening and we hear things on the news about things that are taking place. But saints of God, we can't get weary in well-doing. We can't be soon shaken in our walk with God. I say to you, and I've shared this with you before, when Sister Carol came and we've read Matthew 24 many times, but there was one Tuesday, the Spirit of the Lord had her read that entire scripture. Sister took her time and read. I mean, you could just hear the words coming off the pages of the Bible, letting us know about the times in which we are living. But Jesus wants us to endure. He said, these times are going to be upon us. Turn there for a moment and look at what it says there in Matthew 24. Look at all the things that are taking place. I'm going to start there with verse 4. I'm not going to read all of it because I want you to read it in your leisure. He tells us in the word, Jesus answered and said unto them. He was speaking to his disciples then, and he's speaking to you and I right now. He said, take heed that no man deceive. See, we've got to remember that we don't want to be deceived. Let us understand something about deception. Deception isn't only expressed in the terms of being evil, but it's in getting folks to believe something that is not true. Amen. And that's what's happening today. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors. Are we hearing these things, saints? Yes. Do we hear it in the news? I know there are a lot of people who say, well, I don't watch the news because there's somebody. You need to hear the news. Hear what's going on around you so you can pray accordingly. The Bible tells us to pray for all mankind. Mankind needs to be prayed. These world leaders need to be prayed for. Putin needs our prayers. Yes. He needs our prayers that God will speak to his heart. If he doesn't like someone, he just has them done away with. Saints of God, we've got to know how to pray and pray effectively so that God will work things out to the glory and honor of him. Praise our God. Excuse me.
Amen.
He tells us so in the word of God. If we want a peaceable life in this world, then we're going to do what God said in his word, or we're not going to have one. Amen.
Right.
And in order for us to have that peaceable life, God said we've got to pray, intercessory prayer for all mankind. He went on to say there, he said, you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. All these things that you're seeing going on, he's letting us, these are just the beginning. He said, for nation shall rise. Are we seeing that right now? Nation is rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and divers places. Are we hearing about these things, saints? The seas are roaring right now. He said, all these are the what? Beginning of sorrow. Saints of God, we can't even take our children to parades. Look at the perilousness of our time. It's all around us. But we've got to be prayerful. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you and you shall be hated. See, you're not going to be loved by those out there in the world. The world only loves those that they have. They only love you if you are in his kingdom, amen? He don't even love them. But look how he's destroying their lives.
He said, it shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Then he talked about false prophets, how they shall rise and they shall deceive. Be careful, saints of God. I say to you, be careful getting on there and listening to these people on the internet, all these theories and all the things that are going on right now. The devil is working through all of that. Stay with truth. Brother preached a message on truth at last food pantry. What is truth? Let us stand on the truth of God's eternal word. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why are you warning? We are in perilous time. This is a warning from the Spirit of God for all of us, from the pulpit all the way back. I too can't get mixed up in theories and all these things, but I've got to stand on the truth of God's eternal word. I've got to preach it as truth. Regardless, as I share with someone this week, regardless of how many pews are empty, I've got to preach the truth of God's word. Whether people come or whether they don't come, I've got to preach the truth of God's word. Amen? Praise our God. And he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall do what? Are we seeing that today, saints of God? Sin is abounding all around us. It's multiplying all around us. He said, but he that shall what? Endure. Oh, we've got to endure on, saints of God. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, so to speak. Don't say that I can't go any further. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You can go further in the Lord. Amen. You can say, you can pray out to Almighty God. Lord, as brother said back there, Lord, where will you want to use me? Use me in your kingdom somewhere, Lord God. Help me, Lord God. It's not all about standing up in front of everybody and doing it. No. God, where can you use me? You can use me on my job. You see, people see us on our job. See, people see us in the marketplace. We have neighbors next to us that we live by. How do we speak to people? Amen? You walk by people and you say, hey, and you just walk by them and don't say anything. Say, good morning. How are you today? Oh, I'm blessed. The Lord is good. Amen? Oh, and then you get a reaction from people when you tell them how good God is. Amen? Don't be just saying it just to be saying it. Say it to mean it. Amen. Because they might turn around and ask you, well, how good is God to you? Then you got to be able to tell them how good God is. Amen? You should be able to tell God how good, tell someone how good God has been to you. Amen? You don't have to go into a litany of things and divulge into all that. But you can just tell God was good because he woke me up this morning. He's good to me because he allowed me to have a roof over my head. Oh, he blessed me with a salvation. Amen. His son Jesus died so that I might have a right to the tree of life. I have abundant life now in Christ Jesus. Now that I serve. That's how good God has been to me. Amen. Oh, we should be able to tell anyone who asks. You ask me about my Savior. Let me tell you about the one who saved my soul. Let me tell you about the one who delivered me from the darkness of this old dying world, amen? Praise our God. Can always share something with someone, amen, about God. Amen. Have you found that to be so? Amen. Praise our God. Another way that the devil gets people off on deception, by getting folks to believe that the good deeds that they're doing, because they're feeding the poor and they're doing nice things for their fellow man, they're supporting all these little crusades that are going on for the less fortunate. And that somehow that will grant them access into the kingdom of God. That's a deception from the devil.
That's right.
The Bible tells us in Isaiah 64, verse 6, that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. You see, acts of kindness and compassion toward the less fortunate is good. And it's like the Bible says, lending to God, but it will not save your soul.
That's right. Amen.
Salvation is the only thing that's going to get you into the kingdom of God. And the only way for salvation, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible tells us there's no other name under heaven given. That's in Acts 4:12. Under heaven given, whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only name. You can't come in Sister Renee's name or someone else's name, but you got to come God's way. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. One of the other greatest lies the devil is telling them people, is having people telling themselves that they do not know Jesus, that they don't have to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. That's a great lie. Amen?
Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, these words. He said, but I fear, he lest by any means, as the serpent, and we all know the story, saints of God, Eve was perfect. She didn't have any sin in her life before she partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But she ended up being deceived by the craftiness and subtlety of the devil, the serpent. This is why it's important for us to put on the whole armor of God. Look what it says there in 2 Corinthians 11 before we go to the armor. He says there in verse 3, he said, but I fear, this is what Paul was saying to the believers at Corinthians. He said, lest, L-E-S-T means for fear that by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yeah. Today we're living in that time right now. Paul was concerned about the believers back then. And he's concerned, I mean, today the word of God was left on record for us. We've got to be careful, saints of God. False teachers are all around us. There's false, and that's why people are running to this. People are running to false, and people are running to things that are not of God. People just want something to help them out. I just want to go somewhere where someone can help me. Be careful, because that's how the devil lures you in. The devil lures you in with all the attractiveness of these things. The devil will say to you, well, you don't have to hear word of God like that. God, we're free. We're free. We're living free. Our freedom in God is not a liberty where we can just use to go around and do things that are not of God. Amen. Jesus, in the word of God, we're told in Galatians to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. We're not just, it's not a free liberty that we just freely do anything we want. We've got to stand fast in the liberty of Christ Jesus. He said in Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't be entangled with the sins of this world again. Be free in Jesus. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we are to continue to fight. We're in a fight of our lives right now. Our enemy is a spiritual enemy, and he's working overtime. Amen? He's working overtime to get us to turn on God, to turn away from our steadfastness in the Lord. Look around. Take note of things that are going on, saints. I ask you to consider what I say in the Lord, give you understanding. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through these messages. People are literally packing stadiums to capacity, full of people, paying exorbitant amounts of money to see men run up and down the field throwing a ball. And then we come to the house of God and we find empty pews because people are sitting at home on Sunday morning, too tired to get up, too tired to come to the house of God. Don't feel the necessity of coming out and being in the house of God. Want to sit around in their pajamas all day long. Amen? Oh, we see it all. My. Or they say they feel they don't have the need of serving God until they need something or they want something or they want to use the people of God to pray for them to get something. Or when they come up and they find out they've got some kind of sickness, they want us to pray to ward off that illness or that sickness that they might have. People want to use God as an ATM machine. They only approach him in prayer, only to make a withdrawal when they truly are in need of something. I was speaking to a dear sister of mine who's also a sister in the Lord. And I was sharing with Sister Fran about, you know, we were talking about churches and church and various things. And she was sharing with me, I should say, that many churches are closing because they can't keep the utilities and things on. They do not have enough parishioners paying their tithes, parishioners coming. And they cannot pay the salary of the pastors who are asking nowadays and charging outrageous amounts of money to administer the free word of God. That's the time in which we're living right now. You see, the perilousness of times is all around us, saints. And God has given unto us the necessary equipment for us to fight this good fight of faith. That's why we've got to have on the armor. Paul lets us know this. He tells us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I know you know it well. I know that we've been over this scripture many times. But Paul told us to put on the armor. The armor of God is not a physical act that we must do, but it's a spiritual mindset that you and I have to have toward the things of Almighty God. God's armor involves us immersing ourselves daily in the truth of God's eternal word. Our God works on a daily bread basis. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 11, to give us this day our daily bread, not weekly allotments, but God gives us our daily bread in him. Jesus is the bread of life. Amen?
Amen.
Having on the full armor of God will help us to be able to stand firm in our faith and be prepared for spiritual battles. Turn there to Ephesians 6. Let us start with verse 10. And as I said, I know we spent several months on this passage of scripture. However, the Spirit of the Lord wants us to take a look at it again. Amen. Paul says there in verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, praise our God. He said, be strong in the Lord. Saints of God, this is for you and I. We've got to be strong in God. God is our strength in this day and time in which we've got to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Amen? We've got to put all of it into Almighty God. Not allow ourselves to get twisted around with things and think that we can get out of the will of no. We've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then he tells us, he said, put on the whole armor. Oh, don't leave anything off. Put on all of it that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, if you have on half the armor, you're not going to be able to stand. Not going to be able to stand against the tricks and all the trickery of the devil. That's the wiles. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are wrestling against our own Congress. Amen? Look at the laws, our legislatures, our representatives, our sin, all these laws that go against the things of God. He said, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He didn't say those people in there were rich in God. Amen? He said they were wicked. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. Do you believe we're in the evil day?
Oh, yes.
Brother said he not only prays. When he prays, Lord, to keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger, and allow no accidents, but he also prays that the Lord will keep him from the evilness of this day and time. We got to pray that over our children, too. Amen? Our children in school, don't be afraid to pray that over your children. Lord, keep my child from the evilness of this day and time. Amen? You're not with your child 24/7. Your children are at school. Amen? As I share with Sister Indian, you know, sometimes, saints of God, we as parents, we got to do some drive-bys on these schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about going by shooting them up, amen? I'm talking about going in there and sitting down and finding out what's going on, amen?
Right.
Do some spot checks. Don't tell them you're coming. Right. Show up there unannounced, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And let them sit there and figure it out.
Yeah.
Amen?
Bless the Lord.
Oh, I've done that.
Bless the Lord.
I did that a couple times. Went up to Tatum School. I showed up. And then the same time when I showed up, they said, well, you know, you need to make an appointment. Our policy says you've got to give us a 24-hour notice. What am I giving you a 24-hour notice? You got my kid up in here, my grandbaby up in here. Amen?
That's right.
I need to know what's going on. Then when I went there, I saw all kind of chaotic stuff going on. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they didn't want me to see. And then they tried to tell Sister Maria, oh, well, she came at the time when we were doing some things. And the kids, no, that's two times I went. It's different times. Same thing was going on. Amen?
Right.
Well, you got to show up, saints. You got to let the world know. I went in there, Christian, and I had to let them know. I'm a child of God. We're not breaking no rules. We didn't break no rules. We went right up in there as a child of God and stood there. Didn't interrupt nothing, but stood and just watched. But see, the very presence of the Lord can be right there with you. God can take you there, and you can show them the love of God. And as we even said to them, you know, we are Christian people. And they said, we know. Oh, they know how you are. Amen? Oh, they know who what you stand for. You stand for righteousness and holiness and Almighty God. Go up to the school and figure out what they're doing with your child. Don't just allow people to take your child and you don't know what's happening all day long while your child is at school. No, get involved in your child. As I believe the Lord gave me a couple Sundays ago, did we know all of our children can't get a private education? Can't put them all in private school. Many don't have the money to do so. But you may have to go to a public school, but you still can be a mother. You can be a child of God and show up at that school and find out what they're doing with your child all day long, especially if your child's coming home saying things that you know that you don't say in your own household. Amen? Oh, saints of God, we've got to be vigilant. Amen? Oh, why? The Bible tells us we've got to withstand in the evil day. He said, having done all to stand. Then he tells us to stand, therefore, having what? Your loins girt about with truth. We've been hearing about truth for a while now. So we ought to have our loins girt about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, holiness. That's what God wants from us. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You got to know the word of God. You got to be spiritually prepared in this day and time to stand on truth of God's word. Saints of God, we don't know one day these Bibles might be taken from us. Do we have enough word hidden away in our hearts that we may be able to sustain ourselves? We don't know what's coming down the pipe. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Oh, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You and I have got to have faith in God and stand on the truth of God's word. No matter what the enemy's doing, we've got to have faith. He said, wherewith you shall be able to do what? He said, quench all. He didn't say some or one or two. He said, all the fiery darts of the wicked. I believe the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
I believe God when he said it in his word. You're able to quench all those fiery darts. Jesus quenched those darts of the devil back in Matthew, the fourth chapter. Amen? He used the word of God. You and I should be able to do the same with our faith. Amen? He said to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. He said, which is the word of God. God's word is powerful. We're told in another passage of scripture, I believe it's Hebrews 4, verse 12. He said, the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will cut you coming and going. Amen? Oh, you sing that song. What is that song? Let the fire fall on me. The holy fire of Pentecost. Amen? Consuming sin and dross. Let the holy fire from heaven fall on me. I want the dross to fall away from me. I don't want to have any part with it. So I want the word of God, if it needs to cut away anything in me, God's word to cut it away. Amen? I don't want to walk around in air, but I want to walk around in the truth of God's word. He went on to say, praying always. This is something that's more important, saints of God. We're living in a time where people who believe in God and say they're believers, they don't even pray. You got to pray to God. Pray to God every day. You ought to be getting out of bed praying. Shouldn't be getting up. When your eyes open up, you're, thank you, Lord, amen. And start lifting up prayer, amen. God wakes you up in the middle of the night, you ought to be praying, not sitting up there, well, let me turn on the TV, because the same news you went to bed with, it's the same news that you're going to hear in the morning, amen, breaking news. We ought to be praying, saints of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. We've got to be watchful. We've got to be vigilant, amen. We got to pray on all occasions, our daily dependent on God, knowing that it's essential to our walk with Almighty God. Amen. He said, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise God. And look at what Paul said in verse 19. He said, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul wanted them to pray for him so that he can make known the mystery of the gospel of God. Saints of God, I want that same prayer for me, that I want to know that, You're praying that I am able to make to let people know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said the same thing over in 2 Thessalonians. He said to the saints over there, these words in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, he said, finally, brother, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. See, we want the word of God to have free course, amen? Free course in this sinful world and be glorified even as it is with you. Saints of God, we just don't want the word of God just to be here with us. I just select a few. No, we want to branch it out, amen? We want to give it out to the world and go out and share it with others. Let others know about God. Oh, praise our God. When the brethren are here, I hear them many times on Tuesday. When they're here, you know, working in the church, and people come in, oh, they say they began to talk about God. Brother Maurice and Brother Levester and Brother Tony, sometimes when they're here, they say they began to talk to them about God. When Rumpy comes to pick up the trash, just talk to him if you have to talk to him. Amen? Mm-hmm. Tell him about you. Some have come in here, worked in the church, and the brethren have been talking to him about the Lord. Letting them know about God, amen? Praise our God. See, it's important for us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. When we know who we serve, we will do all we can to keep ourselves from the evilness of this world. We'll do all we can to keep ourselves from living in sin. We'll do all we'll stay away from anything that is not of Almighty God, amen?
Amen.
How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We won't be trying to tempt God. We won't be trying to say, well, you know, I'm saved. I can go in here. No, we stay away from those things. God don't need us to go into places and try to drag folks out. Amen.
No, that's right.
He don't need us going there where people are, you know, soothsayers and all these kind of things. He doesn't need us going in there where they just, my friend wanted me to go see. No, I don't need to see that. Amen.
Amen.
I'll pray for it. Amen. Amen. We got to stand, saints of God. I've got to stand just like you do. I have to stand for truth and righteousness. I had an experience the other day. A dear friend of mine took me out because of my birthday, and they went out, and we were there to eat, and they were sitting at the thing, and they professed to be saved, and they just started eating. And so I started praying. Put my head down, and I started praying. And they stopped. They said, oops. That is not something I just do. I don't just know oops. Because I always thank God. Amen. I thank you. We always thank God. But see, you he said, you shall know them by their fruits. God, the word of God is true.
Amen.
People will tell you all manner of stuff. And I wasn't doing it for show. I just don't jump in and start eating. I start we start praying. Pray for everything. I don't care who's around. We pray. Even we share with you when the young lady came here and she was so hungry that day. And we gave her the food from downstairs. And she was ripping through it. I've never seen anything like it before. Sister Blake and I were out there. And I said to her, I said, oh, before she went there, I said, no, before you partake of anything, we've got to thank God.
Yeah.
I don't care how hungry you are. Thank God.
Right.
So this won't be your last meal. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God, because he's able.
Yeah.
I know my God is able. So we know God is able. I don't care how many years we've been saved, saints of God. There's no longevity in Jesus. We got to still fight on the good fight of faith. We got to be vigilant. We got to be on guard, each and everyone. I don't care that I preach the word of God. I still got to be on guard. The enemy is busy. He's busy. He's trying every Sunday, every day of the week. The enemy comes out and he tries to do things. I know brother and sister can share with you the same thing. We've got to be vigilant and on guard in our walk with the Lord. We can't let down on how we're serving God. Watchful in all things. That's why we have to have on the armor. You see, the purpose of the armor is to stand firm in our faith against the enemy of our soul. Remember, the devil is not our friend. He's our enemy. He's a foe. That's what he did. That's why the word of God tells us. I know we're going to come to a close. Time has gotten away from us. But that's all right. God will bring it back. That's why the word of God. Turn with me to 1 Peter. Praise our God. You've always got to be studying the word of God. Prayer and supplication, comforting one another. Amen? Look at what he says to us there in 1 Peter 5. And I'm going to start with verse 6. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Saints of God, we've got to be submitted under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. God's going to lift you up. Amen? They may have thought it evil, but God will mean it for good. Amen? He said, casting all your care upon him. Cast everything. Don't try to take things and say, well, I'm going to run with this. I don't know if God can. Yeah, God can handle everything. Amen? God can handle your problem well as someone else's problem with 50,000 other folks' problems. God can handle them all, and God can keep them all in order. Amen? God ain't like us where we have to have some kind of organization of things. I need to organize it. No, God is the organizer. Amen? He's able. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Then he tells us to be sober. We've got to be serious about our walk with God. God doesn't have, like, silliness and all that kind of stuff that's going on in many pulpits around the world. That God wants us to be serious in our walk with him. He says, be vigilant. Be watchful. Watch for how you walk. Watch where your feet are going. Watch what you're saying. Watch what your ears are hearing. Watch what your eyes are looking at. He said, because who? Your adversary, meaning your enemy, your foe, the devil, as a roaring lion. We've said this many times before. You know how a lion goes in the jungle and he roars and all the other little animals, they start scurrying around. That's how the devil is, as a roaring lion. Walketh about seeking, meaning he is searching out. Why? Because he knows we are living in perilous times. This is serious, saints of God. He's seeking out whom he may devour, whom he may eat up and destroy, whom he may cause to fall away from your steadfastness, whom he may say to you, oh, well, you don't have to go to church today. You can stay home. You don't have to go prayer meeting. You can stay home. You don't have to fellowship with the saints of God. That's not according to God's Amen. Word. Amen?
Amen.
He said, whom resists steadfast in the faith? He said, knowing that the same afflictions, the heart attacks, the cancer, the arthritis, rheumatitis, whatever, are accomplishing your brethren that are in the world. Everything that's in the world that's going on, saints of God, those afflictions we might go through too. Oh, but the God of all grace. Thank you, God, for your grace. He said, who has called us unto what? His eternal glory. By Christ, have you been called? Then stand in your faith. Stand on the word. He said that after you have suffered a while. And we've said this before. I don't know how long a while is. But suffer in Jesus. Amen? After you have suffered a while. We know saints, there are saints in here right now that can tell you they suffered. I think brother went a whole year. Maybe a little bit more. I might be off there. If I am, forgive me. He suffered. Oh, it looked like he was getting through one thing, and then another thing came up. Then another thing came up. He said, but after you have suffered a while, he said, make you perfect.
Praise God.
He'll make you to be able to preach the word of God. God had something for him to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He said, establish, strengthen, settle. Sometimes we just need to be settled down in God. Maybe God needs to get us to have a meek and quiet spirit. God just needs to settle us down, amen? And sometimes we may go through affliction so for God to settle down. It's not saying that God is punishing us for serving him, no. We take glory in serving the Lord, amen?
Amen.
But there's sometimes, saints of God, being united with Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer. He suffered persecution, and the Bible tells us in the word of God, he said, think it not strange at the fiery dire. Darts, that some strange thing happened to you, you're going to suffer too. The fiery trials, I believe it is. You're going to go through something. Jesus Christ suffered persecution, and we're going to suffer too. We may not understand it. We may look at it, and we may say, well, I'm serving God. Why do I have to go through this? Well, you know, before we came to God, there were some things we were doing out there in the world. And the Bible says you reap what you sow. We sowed some thorns out there in the flesh. And we're going to have to reap some of them still. Even though we're saved, we're still going to have to go through some things. I'm reminded of the late Sister Marilyn. God saved her. She was truly on fire for the Lord. She was out there in the world, and she shared with us that she was out there, and she was sniffing crack cocaine and everything. Oh, and she ended up getting cancer in her nostril. Oh, but she didn't blame God. The saints of God here that knew her, She gave up and testified about it. She said, I did this when I was out there in the world. But by God's grace, he saved her.
Amen.
He saved her. But she went through. And oh, she slept right on into eternity. She slept a peaceful. She was so peaceful with her soul when she went into eternity. Thank God he's able, saints of God. Let us stand true. Let us trust him and be true and see what he'll do. God will never disappoint our soul. When we've done our best, he said, let Jesus do the rest. But keep our eye on the goal. Great. Keep our eye on heaven.
Amen.
Let us continue to be united with Jesus Christ. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise. Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for his precious, precious word. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Praise God.
My, my, my,
praise
my, my.
Praise God.
He didn't promise us that we wouldn't have to go through some things. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I think that's that scripture that Pastor was quoting. That, you know, that's in 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved. Starts out beloved. So it's talking to someone that the Lord loves.
Amen.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not, oh God, does God know what's happening to me? Yes, he knows. Yes, he does. So this says, think it not strange concerning a fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It says, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. If we're going to be united with Christ, we're going to have to be partakers of his sufferings as well. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If we go through to the end, when his glory is revealed, we can be glad with exceeding joy.
Amen.
Praise God. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Thank God for his precious word, united with Christ Jesus. Amen. He even asked, I recall that there's an incident in the gospel where the disciples were discussing about who should be the greatest in the kingdom. And in fact, James and John talked to their mother to go and talk to Jesus and say when he came into his kingdom, mm-hmm. one of them wanted to be on his right hand and the other on his left. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I drink of? Mm-hmm. Because Jesus knew of the suffering that he, are you able to drink of that cup? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of which I am baptized? He knew the suffering so that he was going to face. So if we're going to be united with Christ, we're going to have to be partakers of him in all the things for which God wants us to partake. And if that may include some suffering.
Praise God. Amen. Some rejection.
Some rejection. We're told that if we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer persecution. But as Pastor said, but that doesn't mean that we turn on God.
Never.
We don't let go of his unchanging hand. Amen. If we think we're in despair when we're in Christ, what in the world would we think would make it better if we get out of Christ?
Amen.
Maybe it can only get worse. That's right.
Amen.
Let us hold on, saints. Amen. A great day is coming. Amen. What shall we sing? Number 415, In the Evening Light, Will You Come? Will you come? That's what the song, that's the title of the song. And most important, will you stay?
Amen.
Once you come, will you stay?
Amen. Amen.
Even Jesus said, will I find faith on earth when I come? When he,
He wants to know, are we going to be steadfast? Are we going to remain in him? If we're united with Christ, are we going to stay?
Amen.
Amen. Number 415 in the Evening Light.
Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely bless your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come? Will you come to Jesus, full of mercy? Will you give him time and talent too? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner to your precious soul, be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. He has paid the price your ransom cost. Faithful in his active service standing, though the world around in sin is lost. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Amen. Amen. That verse we just sang, that third verse says, will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. When the Lord is speaking to us, if one is lost in sin and the Spirit, and you're so favored, you're so loved by God, that the Spirit would speak to your heart and bring you under conviction. You're truly blessed. If the Spirit is speaking to you, to come and surrender to God, because Jesus has already paid the price. But then the rest of that says, faithful. That this is, and when you come to the Lord, you've got to be faithful. Faithful in his active service, standing. Amen. Standing, being faithful in all things. Faithful in working for the Lord, but faithful, it's just in living and being obedient to his word. It says, though the world around in sin is lost, we can't be swayed by the world. We can't be carried about with every wind of doctrine. It said, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We've got to get so anchored in God's word that the devil may try to come, but we know, we, because we have studied his word, because we're standing on his word, we can't be deceived when he brings a lie, because we know what the Lord has said.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Jesus is full of mercy.
Yes,
and he wants our time and talents. I think of what Brother Joseph said. The Lord wants our time and our talents.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time. As Brother Levesser has often said, it takes time to be holy. So we've got to study and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will for me? We don't want to run ahead of him, but we want to be led of his Spirit. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, what would you, I know, Lord, you will equip me to do whatever it is that you want me to do. But Lord, I want you to to know, Lord, that I can only do something in your ability, in the ability that you give to me. I remember once, I believe there was a poem that Sister Holmes wrote that said, you know, if we want to work for the Lord, the best ability is availability. We've got to be willing and ready to serve the Lord. Praise our God. That and that second verse, will you give him time and talents to, will you not prepare to reign in glory? Because in order to reign in glory, to be ready, to be prepared when Jesus comes again, we've got to be ready now. We've got this. This is the time of preliminary judgment. We've got to be preparing ourselves now. There is no getting ready when Jesus comes again. So it says, will you not prepare to reign in glory? It says, sinner, to your precious soul be true. We have to understand we have one soul. People spend more time on material things so many times than they do preparing their soul to meet the Lord. Mm-hmm. Their one precious soul. Mm-hmm. Be true to that. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. Mm-hmm. And be faithful.
Amen.
In order to be united with Christ, we have to be both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And obedient. Praise our God. Thank God. Is there one who will come? Is there one who wants to make their calling and election? Sure. In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to be sure.
Amen.
This is the song that we sing. I want to know that he will welcome me there.
Amen.
I do not want to be denied.
Amen.
I want to meet him
Amen.
In that city so fair
and
ever there with
Amen.
Him abide.
Amen.
That's what I want.
I want to know.
I want to know. Amen. This is a no-so salvation. Amen. Yes, he's coming back. Amen. Yes.
Coming back again.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone with a special need? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bless God. All right, we'll sing that final verse.
Will you come to Jesus? Time is flying. Do not wait a moment. Come just now. Many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet repenting bow. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him? For mercy call, will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That last verse is so true.
Yes.
Time is flying.
Amen.
We were just, Pastor Jenkins and I and Sister Millicent were talking about how far along we are even in our current Sunday school book. This is the next to the last lesson, and it seems as though it really doesn't seem like it's been 12 weeks that we've had this book.
Yeah.
The first part of December, the first Sunday in December, and yet here we are. Time is flying. And it says, do not wait a moment. Come just now. Because many souls in sin each day are dying. Today, someone's mother died. Today, someone's father died. Today, someone's child died. Today, someone who needed the Lord Jesus Christ and that didn't have him stepped off into eternity lost. That last verse said, many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet, repenting bow. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. My God, my God. Sister India, are you coming to an altar or are you coming for anointing? To the altar. Come on up. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Bless our God. Lord bless. Bless God. Lord bless. Dear God, we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We're going to remember Sister India. She's come to an altar with infinity as well. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh, dear God, we come to you, dear Father, humbly, dear God, realizing, dear Father, Lord, that you have ordained this great salvation, Lord, that in this life, dear God, we can have a hope. Lord, we know, Lord, that your word says, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. But because you gave us Jesus, Lord, we have a hope beyond this world, and we thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, dear God, your marvelous grace that was greater than all of our sins. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that by your grace, Lord, we could be united with Jesus Christ, and only by your grace, Lord, could we, Lord, be saved, Lord, through the cleansing of his blood. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for your precious word. We thank you, dear God, Lord, as we, Lord, prepared, Lord, our hearts and our minds and our lives, dear God, Lord, to walk in the light, Lord, as you've shined it on our pathway this day. We thank you, dear God, for your precious word as it was preached to our hearts, dear Father. Lord, Father, you saw the upraised hands, dear God. Lord, for those who want to make their calling and election sure indeed, dear Father. Lord, we want to know, dear God, Lord, that we are your children, dear Father. We want to know, Lord, that there's no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, dear God, in us, Lord. Father, that we may know, dear God, that we're paired, a prepared people ready to meet our God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word, and we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to give us, Lord, grace and power, dear God, to obey your word, to stand on your word every single day, dear God. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to seek your face in all things, dear God. Lord, Father, that we never, dear God, offend, dear God, in any point, dear God, according to your divine word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember those who are at the altar, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak, dear God, Lord, that they would, dear Father, that she would get, dear God, what she's come for, dear Lord. For we know, Lord, you said, you told us, Lord, to come boldly to the throne of grace, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, Lord, and help her, dear God, to receive, Lord, that, dear God, from thee, Lord, that she's seeking from thee, dear Father. Lord, you told us, dear God, if we come humbly, Lord, with honest hearts, dear God, Lord, that you would supply, Lord, those things that we need. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father. Help her, dear God, Lord, to be stronger and stronger, dear God, anchored in your word, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, you saw the other upraised hands, dear God. And Father, you know, dear God, Lord, what the desire of each heart is, dear God. Truly, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would help us, dear God, to be steadfast and unmovable, dear God, in thee, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that the enemy would try to sift us as wheat, dear God. But, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for ourselves, and we're praying for one another, Lord, that our faith fail not, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and have your way in each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for your precious word this day. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to retain it in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we might stand, dear God, on it, Lord. Even, dear God, if the tempter should try to come our way, that we can say, get thee behind me, Satan, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed
unto you, Lord, against that day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, in your word. Keep us in your care. Keep us in your grace, Lord. And, Lord, help us, dear God, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And, Lord, we pray, dear Father, if there were any who are listening, Lord, to this precious, precious word, Lord, who don't know you, dear God, who have not repented, dear God, Lord, who have not, dear God, sought thee for the salvation of their sins. Oh, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would speak to their heart. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue, Lord, to preach to them, Lord, this precious word, dear God, which is able, Lord, to draw them to thee, Lord, if they will just believe, even as Brother Byron prayed, if they will only believe, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for souls this day, Lord. Father, that they will only believe, dear God, Lord, that they might be saved, Lord, and might have a hope beyond this world. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Dear God, I come to call you. Lord, we come to you, dear God. Bring us to our King, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the faith in me, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, she has not only the faith, Lord, but she has the spirit, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear God, that you have touched her in times past, dear God. You have been with her, dear God, as she's gone to doctors, dear God. Lord, you've taken her to surgery, dear Father. Lord, you have healed her body, dear God. So, Lord, she's come, dear God. Father, she's moved her in your arms, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would go before her, dear God. Lord, you know, Lord, all about it, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, that you know her body, dear God, because you made her body, dear Father. And, Lord, you know, dear God, where doctors, dear Father, need machines. See what's in the Lord, you know where everything is, dear God, and you know, Lord, how it will work. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless and touch us the more peace, dear God, according to your will, dear Father, by your power, dear God. We know, Lord, that Lord, when you go with her, dear Father, Lord, she'll go bold, dear God, because she knows, dear Father, that you are with her, dear God. Lord, meet her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, even to be an example to believers, dear God, to the medical personnel with whom she comes in contact. Bless her, dear God. Help her to know, dear Father, that we continue to look for us to be in prayer, dear God. We know there is none greater. There is no other, so Father, we pray, dear God, your touch her, your sister, dear God. Lord, bless her, dear Father. Lord, whatever healing is required, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you bless her as we ask in faith, dear God. Not waiting, but knowing, dear God, all the promises you have made, dear God, will never be blessed in the name of Jesus. Likewise, dear God, we pray, dear God, for you. God, we know all about her, dear God. Lord, you know, Lord, how she serves you, dear God. Lord, how she goes, dear Father, tirelessly, dear Father, blessed be dear God, to this congregation, dear God. Being a watchman on the wall, dear Father, preaching your word faithfully, dear God, Lord, as you have given it, Lord, to her, dear God, to give to us, dear Father. Lord, how your spirit, Lord, directs her, dear Father. Lord, we just keep teaching us, dear God, Lord, your word, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear Father, even, Lord, being obedient, Lord, to the word, Lord, how you said, Lord, that your word, dear God, is profitable for doctrine, because she teaches us doctrine. For reproof, because there's time for when reproof is necessary. For correction, Lord, because there's time for correction is necessary. For instruction in righteousness. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch her body. Touch that shoulder, dear God. We're acquainted, dear God, with the arms and shoulders, dear God, that are sore, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, dear God, that you would give her relief, dear Father. Lord, give her range of motion, dear God, in that arm and that shoulder, dear God. Lord, we know that you're able, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just keep her in care, dear God. Lord, she wants to serve you, dear God, with every part of her body, soul, mind, and spirit, dear God. So, Father, we're asking, dear God, your powerful touch, dear God, upon her, dear Father. Lord, that she was able, Lord, to serve you as she would desire to, dear God. This is asking in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, once again, Lord, we're asking, dear God, with no wavering faith, dear God, but in full faith, knowing, dear God, that she's able, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to bless her and touch her, dear God, make her show even stronger than before, dear God. Lord, this is asking in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember this sinner. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, to touch upon this child.
Amen.
Lord, you know all about it, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. Help her, dear Father. Lord, even in school, dear God. Lord, we know, once again, the doctor, sometimes the doctor or those who say their interest, dear God, or God knows one thing, dear God. Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that there's nothing, dear God, that you cannot do.
Amen.
There's nothing that you can't help, dear God.
Amen.
Father, whether it be physical, dear God, whether we are learning or understanding, dear God, or whatever it might be, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for your touch of infinity, dear God. Lord, when I ask this child, she believes, dear God, Lord, she nodded her head, dear God, Lord, to believe in, dear God, that they're able, Lord, to touch with your Father. Lord, because, Father, she's seen those around her, Lord, who believe.
Amen.
And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch this child in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Help her, dear God, to learn those things that she needs to learn, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that if accommodations need to be made, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would smooth that path likewise, dear God.
Amen.
For, Lord, we know, Lord, you know what is needful.
Amen.
You know what is best, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, dear God. Help her to know, dear God, that we are continuing to pray for her, dear God.
Help
her to know that we are a praying people, that we have
yeah.
faith. And we know that God is able to bless her and help her, dear God, and school, dear God. And so, Lord, that's the way that we're praying, Lord, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, to remember, Lord, sister in here, dear God.
Amen.
God, we thank
Amen.
You for her, dear God.
Yes,
Father, she wants for to be a good mother, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, for you to direct her and help her, Lord, to make good decisions, dear Father, for
yeah.
her child, dear God.
Yeah.
Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would help to give her wisdom. Lord, we know what your word says. If any lack wisdom, let us ask of God,
yeah.
who give us to all liberally and upbraid us not, and Lord, you will give us.
Yeah.
And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would help sister Jesus, dear God. Show her, dear God, how to ask for the wisdom that comes only from thee.
Amen.
The wisdom that is from above
Amen.
Is peaceable and easy to be entreated.
Yeah.
And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us to be and show her, dear God, what she must do for the child, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, to help her, dear Father. Give her the confidence, Lord, to know that they are praying for her, dear God. Help her to know, dear God. Help her, Lord, not to lose heart, dear God,
Amen.
But to believe. So keep on believing that God will answer prayer. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you bless her. We thank you, dear God, for her. We thank you and pray, Lord, that you even increase her faith, dear God, that she's looking at Brother Bonnie and Sister Carol, dear God, as a visual for her of what you have already done. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, you would use your people. Well, that's why, Lord, you use your people, dear God. That's why the testimonies are for, dear God.
Amen.
You are to help someone else along the way. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the Bible we know that their desire is to be a help to someone else.
Amen.
So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you bless us to be here, Lord. Help her, dear God, that sometimes, Lord, when things happen in our lives, and Lord, you said, Lord, I don't want to get weak in my faith, Lord, but Lord, let me see something, Lord. For the Lord has our brother sister here, Lord, that she can see with her eyes, Lord. And Lord, help her, dear God, increase her faith, dear God. Make her stronger and stronger in her faith, dear God, so that, Lord, she can get to a place where she won't have to see. You believe,
Amen.
Lord, you know, Lord, you're able, Lord, to bless us. You know, Lord, that you're able to keep her, dear God. Keep her strong, dear God, for her child, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your name, which is worthy, shall we pray, honor, and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
We don't want to labor on.
Amen.
But you said where there's two.
Yeah.
Or three gatherings
yes,
that are in thy name,
yes, Lord.
That you would hear from on high, and that you would be in the midst
of the Lord.
Now as these have come. They cannot see thee, but they can only have faith.
Amen.
And you said by faith, you can move mountains.
Amen.
So we ask our little family this day,
bless.
And bless these young souls here that have come. And likewise, bless these elders over here.
Yes, Lord.
Being agreed, we ask that thou would remember them in a special way.
Amen.
Bless these fathers.
Amen. Lord, amen.
Knowing from experience
Lord,
that there is suffering
yes.
and that there can be pain,
yes.
I'm asking thee
amen.
That you would look down in faith and relieve them of the condition.
Amen, Lord.
Or just let them know that you are with them.
Amen.
You guide them, that you will be with them in any hour of pain,
Amen.
Any hour of doctor's sitting. any hour of decision making.
Lord Jesus.
We ask that thou will bless them in a mighty way. Now have thine own divine will. Bless them according to their faith.
Amen.
And their faith is that they have come.
Amen.
And they have been
born. Amen.
This is all by your will.
Amen.
So we ask that thou will look down at the faith.
Amen.
And I just promise we shall also be.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Bless God.
Praise God. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Beautiful.
Amen.
I believe God.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a card from Sister Edna Saunders in Florida. Amen. That starts out, dear family, praise the Lord. Dear family, the Church of God, you provide a harvest of faith to feed my soul and heart. And she references 2 Corinthians 12:9. I will read it. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Praise our God. Amen. She says, keep me in the circle of love, Jesus Christ. God bless. Edna E. Saunders, Dunedin, Florida. Praise our God.